Pi-Fi told my daughter, "You're not good enough." It breaks my heart to have to repeat this story yet again. My daughter, an incoming freshman, had many advantages in going through recruitment. Good grades, numerous activities, a dozen riffs and letters, including some from national and international officers, and of course, a completed legacy form on file with the chapter. Still yet, she was not offered a bid from Pi-Fi. Although from what I understand, there were over 40 legacies going through recruitment and the new member class would only be approximately 58 members, I can't begin to tell you how betrayed I felt when my organization said my daughter was not good enough. When Pi-Fi released my daughter, she dropped out of recruitment because she wasn't in love with any of the sororities that kept her. She wanted to be part of the best and share my experience. I was shocked when I read in the Fall Arrow that during recruitment 2007, Pi-Fi took approximately 5,300 new members, but only 572 legacies, which equates to only 11% of new members being legacies. The year my daughter went through, it rose marginally to 13%. I find these numbers appalling and unacceptable. I now refuse to pay my national dues because of the inequity of the legacy situation. I willingly support my local alumni group, a premier club, but it's harder and harder to attend alumni meetings and listen to the conversation of whose daughter pledged where, knowing my daughter will never be a part of Pi-Fi.